بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we read the last hadith of this chapter. This chapter in which we are shown that there are so many ways of doing great, great good acts and very, very easily, and the rewards are also so great. The last hadith which we read, Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on every Muslim he should be giving sadaqah. There should be one of the main qualities of a Muslim to give charity regularly on a daily basis, whether it's 1 rand, 5 rand, 50 cents, whatever, a piece of bread, an apple, a banana, but a Muslim should be giving charity. Then, so the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, if somebody hasn't got anything to give, he is so poor, which today generally there aren't such poor people amongst us that we don't have anything to give. Our houses are filled, our pantries, our deep freezers are full, our showcases are full. So many things we have that we can give. But if there is some person who has got nothing to give, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person should do some manual work, some ordinary manual work, and whatever he gains from there, he should spend on himself, and he should give from there some charity. The Sahaba asked, if a person hasn't got that strength, he's an old person, he's a sickly person, he can't do that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he should help a person who is in need or a person who is distressed, a person who has got problems, just to console that person, just to hear his problems. That is also a good deed. Where there are so many people who just want to get things off their chest. They just want somebody that they can say their problems to. Just to listen to them also. That will be also counted amongst of charity and giving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So the Sahaba asked, if a person can't do that also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they must command what is the right and what is good or what are good things, the commandments of Allah they must remind, or just say a kind word, some good words. Just tell a person, be good to your wife, be good to your parents, etc. Always be kind to people. That is also a charity. So it is so good to do so many acts of charity. The Sahaba asked, if a person can't even do that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he must yumsiku anishar, he mustn't do any wrong. That is also charity. That you're just keeping quiet, you can't do, in fact you know your habit, you're poking your nose always in other people's affairs. You are always interfering with people, saying wrong things, etc. Just go and sleep away. That is also charity. That you save the people from your harm. That is also charity. So nobody has got an excuse of giving charity, whether it's the actual charity, what we know as charity, or any of these deeds. And for all this, there are great rewards. Further explanation on this, charity is incumbent upon every person in gratitude for the countless bounties of Allah Ta'ala he joins, enjoys at every moment. We should express our shukr to Allah by giving charity for all the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. As we are sitting here now, there are countless of favors upon us. The oxygen we are breathing in, and Allah gave us our lungs by which we can breathe in the oxygen. If there is enough oxygen, but a person's lungs have failed him, he can't breathe in the oxygen, then that person has got very big problems also. Allah has given our eyes, our brains. We are healthy, we are sitting comfortably here. We haven't got worries of any riots taking place. Floods that are here, droughts that are here. How many untold nimets of Allah Ta'ala. For that we should give charity. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Where we must make shukr also, we are also commanded that we should give charity in appreciation of all these nimets of Allah Ta'ala. This hadith lists various avenues of charity. In this hadith we see so many ways. If a person can't do this, he can do something else. If he can't do that, he can do something else. But every person can give his charity. The best of these is to give charity from the wealth one earns by one's own efforts, and the way, the very least is to abstain from harming others. From what we are earning, this is the best way. We take out a small portion and we give in charity. Only 2.5% we are supposed to give in zakat. That's a very small amount. 100% what we have got, Allah gave it to us. Allah is asking us not for 97.5%, that Allah says you keep by you. Allah is only asking 2.5%. And that also, not for Allah. Allah doesn't need Allah. All the treasures belong to Allah. Spend it on the poor and the needy. And that also better in the family. Not, of course, that family who we cannot give zakat. But the other family, there are poor people in our family. Give them the zakat money where we can. So we are really giving it to our own people. And Allah appreciates that also and says you have given the charity. And what little a person gives, hardly anyone will give more than 2.5% what his zakat comes out to. So how little we give. But we should make a habit of spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And if we can't do that, then at least don't cause harm to any person. Don't go and fight with people, go and poke your nose in their affairs. Don't go and be a nuisance to other people. At least just stay away from that. That will be also charity. There is immense reward for assisting others, especially those who are oppressed and afflicted. To help other people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي. Allah helps that person as long as he helps his fellow people. Allah says, if somebody has been done wrong, oppressed, and we don't help him, then we will come in a position that we will be having difficulties and nobody will help us. So we are encouraged very greatly to help other people. There is immense the sentiment is expressed in other hadith. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah is, helps that person as long as that person helps his fellow brothers. We are encouraged to work in order to earn a living so that we are able to fulfill our needs in order not to ask and beg from other people. Islam has taught us that we must earn. Allah has given us our hands. Allah has given us the faculties by which we can earn. And any kind of work we can do, even if a person has to do manual work, even if he has to sweep floors, to sweep the streets, but he should do some work, earn, and from there see to his own needs. And then see to the needs of others also. Allah gives a lot of barakat in there. One person in the past in Cape Town, whose father had made him just a street sweeper, only a street sweeper. But from that, about 9-10 times he went for Hajj Umrah. Whereas the rich people couldn't go for Hajj Umrah. But he just a street sweeper. Allah took him for Hajj and Umrah 9-10 times. So when we learn, when we work and we spend from there also, Allah gives lot barakat in that money. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to do good deeds easy. And also this good deeds that we do, nafal, optional, pass the sawab to our marhumeen also. They are very much in need and they appreciate very much what we send to them as sawab. So whatever optional acts we do, we should send the sawab to our marhumeen as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.